Hello, everyone. People inside and outside Gaza are losing hope of relief from the humanitarian crisis there. Israel's deadly assaults on Gaza are being almost universally condemned by international observers. The peace process looks dead, and the Biden administration continues to sit on its hands. The Israeli leadership is happily awaiting Donald Trump's return to power. UNICEF's executive director, Catherine Russell, in a report on November 2nd, cites, quote, the indiscriminate strikes on civilians in the Gaza Strip, as well as attacks on her own staff. Her report says, quote, the Israeli military has obligations to distinguish between military and civilian objectives, be proportional, and take all feasible precautions in attacks. Yet these principles are being flouted over and over again, leaving tens of thousands of children killed, injured, and deprived of essential services needed for survival. Other UN agencies and non-governmental organizations support that observation. CNN reports, for example, quote, in a detailed report verifying fatalities in Gaza in the first 6 months of the conflict, the United Nations Human Rights Office said it found close to 70% to be children and women, indicating a systematic violation of the fundamental principles of international humanitarian law on the part of the Israeli military. The continuation of these attacks demonstrates an apparent indifference to the death of civilians and the impact of the means and methods of warfare selected, the report said. That same office said it found a pattern showing, quote, high numbers of babies and young children, women, older persons, and families killed together in residential buildings. Human Rights Watch accuses Israel of, quote, massive deliberate forced displacement of Palestinian civilians in Gaza since October 2023. These are war crimes and crimes against humanity, says HRW, adding, quote, there is no plausible imperative military reason to justify Israel's mass displacement of nearly all of Gaza's population, often multiple times. Rather than ensuring civilian security, military evacuation orders have caused grave harm. Jan Egeland, a seasoned diplomat and peacemaker who heads a Norwegian relief organization, recently visited Gaza and spoke with PBS. He said, quote, I'm really shattered by seeing how humanity has been trampled upon through Gaza. More than 2 million people are trapped in one of the most confined areas on the planet, and they're under the most intense and indiscriminate bombardment by enormous Israeli Air Force. And they're using indiscriminate bombs provided by the United States. This will come to haunt Israel and the United States because this is so much against every principle of civilization and of law, unquote. As for Israel's denial of these charges, Egeland says they're lying, quote, they don't want independent witnesses. We who are there, who are independent, neutral, impartial, all UN agencies, all Red Cross agencies, all non-governmental agencies, American, European, etc., we are unanimous in that Israel is deliberately starving the population and having an indiscriminate, excessive warfare that are killing thousands of women and children. Thus, we are probably farther from a ceasefire today than we were a year ago. Qatar has announced its withdrawal from negotiations. It had been serving, along with Egypt, as a mediator between Israel and Hamas. The Qataris have concluded that there is insufficient willingness from either side, with the mediation efforts becoming more about politics and PR rather than a serious attempt to secure peace, save the hostages and Palestinian civilians, said a diplomatic source to CNN. As a consequence, the Hamas political office no longer serves its purpose. For its part, the United States has failed in its humanitarian duties. A Washington Post investigation finds that Israel has not complied with a U.S. warning to improve its delivery of aid to Gaza in 1 month. Don't expect the Biden administration to follow through with sanctions on Israel. It continues to sit on its hands. The Post also cites the Biden administration's failure to investigate illegal use of U.S. arms in Gaza. The Biden administration, says the article, has received nearly 500 reports alleging that Israel used U.S.-supplied weapons for attacks that caused unnecessary harm to civilians in the Gaza Strip, but it has failed to comply with its own policies and laws regarding swift investigations of such claims. Once Donald Trump takes office, expect all talk about Palestinian rights, civilian death tolls, a two-state solution, illegal use of U.S. weapons, and Israeli violations of international law to disappear too. With Trump's win, says Israel's finance minister, Bezalel Smotrich, The time has come to annex parts of the West Bank. After all, Trump has told Netanyahu to take care of business quickly, which is music to the Israeli government's ears. That's like a gang leader's order to his henchmen to get rid of the bodies. Netanyahu is doing just that. I'm Mel Gertow for the Global Citizen. Thanks for listening.